Hallelujah to Jesus. Amen. Praise God. This is the word of the Lord to you. In the coming days, you will know why God allowed you to go through the things you've been through. It will make sense very soon. Amen. Let's turn our Bibles very quickly. I preach. May your night be short. Psalm 30, verse 5. Psalm the 38th chapter, verse 5. And specifically 5b. For his anger endureth but for a moment. In his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Turn to your neighbor and say, weeping may endure for a night, but joy, I can't hear that, but joy cometh in the morning. Hallelujah. Amen. God, this morning, wants to minister to those going through a very dark night. Not only a night, but a very dark one. And wet their pillows with copious tears every night. Every one of us seated here this morning has a night that you are going through. Has some tears that you are shedding presently. But the Lord remembers you this morning. And your money will break in the name of Jesus. The weeping might be as a result of personal disappointment. It might be a consequence of wrong decision that we made. You know, it might be you are taking the consequences of some your wrong decision, personal decisions, but that has come out wrong. You know, sometimes, you know, we attempt in life, we take steps in life, and we run out, you know, with failure, with failings in whatever that, you know, we lay hands upon. And so you might be the one here this morning that you are bearing these consequences of some decision that you make. You know, sometimes, you know, we appear rejected. Sometimes we appear abandoned. Sometimes we appear disillusioned. You know, our dark night might be probably a doctor's report that has come to you. It might be a medical challenge that has come to you. Sometimes it might be a failed relationship. It might be a family issues. You know, sometimes it might be your business. Your business is going down. Your business, you know, is moribund. You feel like packing up. Someone was trying to talk to me this morning and said, no, hold it. Let's finish the service. I'm sure this service, the Lord will meet you in the name of Jesus. You know, the business is dying. It's done a lot and it looks like it's not having an headway. You are going through your night. You are going through your tears. But as long as you have the night, so you will have a day. And what accomplishes the morning is the joy. And you are going to have joy in the name of Jesus. You have some people that are struggling to fulfill the purpose of God for their lives. God has spoken a word to you. God has given you a word. God has given you a destiny. But you are going through a night. You are struggling. Sometimes God has given the word, but you don't know how. You don't know when. You don't know why. You know, it is still stirring. It's a night of tears. It's a night of sorrow. But God is going to break the night today in the name of Jesus. Whatever God has said to you, God will do in the name of Jesus. I want a better amen. The night might seem so long. It might seem unending. And sleep as ever. And even refuse to come. I want you to know this morning, what I word the Lord, you know, has said, is that the day will break and your joy will come in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to see the passage. A very simple passage. And I want to bring some point out of that passage. It is unique because it's so instructive. I'm glad because here, Psalmist, who has gone through some bad time, you know, in his life, you know, has come with this resolution. He came with this revelation. And he compares whatever you are going through, you know, to season of night and day. And I'm glad because of that. Because in that comparison, he's saying, one, that there's an ability for your season to change. He's saying that because your season will not last in trouble forever. The psalmist situates our troubles in the context of night and day. The night also can be a season. It might not be a night in terms of time. You know, it can be a night in terms of season. You know, so whether it's a night in terms of time, whether it's a night in terms of season, but one thing that is critical is the fact that that season does not last forever. Amen. Let me make some few points, you know, from the passage. The Bible says that the weeping endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. The first one I want to make is weeping nights and joyful morning walk hand in hand. Weeping night and joyful morning walk hand in hand. There's nobody that tastes a night that will not taste a day. There's nobody, you know, that is going through a day that the night will not set in. It's comparing our lives, you know, to the breaking of the day and then comparing it, you know, to the closing of the day. Your challenges, your troubles, you know, it explains the constancy of troubles, challenges, and deliverance and victory. You will have days that we look that is dark, and at the same time, you have a day that it will be the heralding, you know, of joy. The devil, listen, the devil most of the time wants to create a sense or impression to us that the night will last forever. I know some of us have been going through a season that looks like this is the way it's going to end. You've tried all. You've made attempts. And it looks that your whole night, your weeping, you know, is in constancy. It is a lie of the devil. No matter the season of darkness, no matter the season of tears, as surely as that season had come, so also the joy will come in the morning. Can I have an amen? The second point that I want you to get is the word that God used there. He said, weeping may endure for a night. So within the night, and I want you to get this, within the night, there is weeping. There is tearing. There is sorrow. And the Bible says, that weeping in the night. You know, the first point I made you to see is that as long you have the night, you will have the day. Now, what I want you to get it is, within the night, there is weeping. And the Bible says that weeping will endure. Now, the original word that they translated endure is the word loon, L-O-O-N. And what loon means, that a stopover, a temporary abode. So in other words, the weeping within the night, you need to get this because I'm going to build on this point very soon. The weeping within your nights is still a temporary weeping. In other words, for example, if you go in lodging an hotel, you're lodging it. No matter how the hotel is sweet, is good, better than your house, 5-star, 7-star, 10-star, and your house is half star. Ladies and gentlemen, you see, you will leave that hotel. If you do not leave the hotel, they will check you out of the hotel. If you think this hotel is so sweet when it is 12, you know, in fact, when it is 11:30, sir, we just want to know, are you paying for the second day? Praise God. Amen. I'm not going to pay for the second day for the tears. Praise God. So no matter how good, the Bible says, you know, that it will only endure. In other words, it's a stopover. Say to your neighbor, the tear is a stopover. So within your night, that sorrow is a stopover. It will be checked out. And we are checking out the trouble this morning in the name of Jesus. It's not going to be there forever. So in your nights, which is constant and day is constant, the double daring is still not a permanent thing. As it has come, so also we check it out. 1 Peter 5:10. See what the Bible says. And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while. Hey, somebody, no matter how bad the suffering is, no matter how rejected you appear, no matter how bad the trouble is, no matter how forsaken you appear to be, no matter the trouble, the family tears, you know, the family in disarray, your children, you know, are in disobedience, your business dying, whatsoever. The Bible says it is for a while. And you need to get that. This is the scriptures. Forget what the picture the enemy is painting into your heart. Forget, you know, what the ideas, the whisperings that you've been having. Oh, somebody said, this is my age. Am I going to get an husband? I don't know what you're thinking. I know the thought of God towards you. The thought of God is the suffering is for a while. The neglect is for a while. The trouble is for a while. The business that is failing is for a while. The home that is in turmoil is for a while. You know, praise God. The Bible says, as long as this is a while, he said, he himself, not your pastor, not a prophet, not a friend, God himself, Christ in glory himself, after you suffer for a while, we do what? We restore you. Amen. He will restore you. He will make you strong. He will make you firm and he will make you steadfast. Let me tell you this. The only thing that lasts forever is that which God has done in your life. There's nothing the devil does. And that's what the Bible says. The devil only comes to kill. He comes to steal. He comes to destroy. But you see, he says, I am come to give you life. The devil does not know to give life. Praise God. The devil does not know how to restore. Wherever you see restoration, that's not the devil. Whenever you see light, that's not the devil. Wherever you see life, that's not the devil. That can only be God. You know, sometimes because we don't like some people, we try to explain light in their life in the light of the devil. No, you can't get that explanation done. You can't prove it. There's no light about the devil. Light only comes, you know, about God. And they say, after you suffer, it looks like God is looking at you now. Paul said, but pastor, I've been in this distress for a year. Pastor, I've been in this distress even for 5 years. I've been in this distress, it looks forever. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, you summarize it. This is what the Bible says. Whether it's a year, whether it's two, whether it's five, the Bible says it's four. A why. Listen, that why is still part of the purpose of God for your life. Amen, somebody. That why. The trouble and the pain, the rejection, the abandonment, the loneliness is still part of God's plan for your life. You need to pass through it before you get to your destination. It's like you have a fantastic building, a good home. Everything is well powered. But see, the road to your house has been abandoned either by your state government or federal government. Praise God. And so when you are going home, your car is doing like, Bukuru. You know, you hand down to bottle, Bagada. And sometimes you want to slap your driver because you say, Bigidi. You know, but you know why? You want to endure. Where are you going to? You are going home. And that is why whatever you are passing through, it is still part of the purpose of God. And that is why, you know, you can still find joy, you know, in your night. Because when you discover that it's part of the purpose of God for your life, you can make a noise. You can raise your hallelujah. And you can endure some more. Hallelujah, somebody. The third point I want you to see. The night is the preparation for a joyful morning. Your night, the darkness is a preparation for the joyful morning. I don't see a student that come out with 8 A's. 9 A's, 11 A's without writing an exam. Is it possible? But the exam is painful. Exam is painful. My wife will send my daughter in, you know, at 1 a.m., 2 a.m. You know, secondary school girl. And you say, Dad, I have class for 7 a.m. You have class for 7 a.m. You are still reading at 2 a.m. Kill off air, come away. But listen, if you want to come out with A's, you must have those bad days. You must go through those stress. And so your dark days, your troubles, the problems and challenges you are going through now, they are all preparation. Tell your neighbor, say they are all preparation. Talk to another neighbor, say they are all preparations. They are all readying you. Praise God. I wouldn't know how Joseph was feeling when he was moving, you know, from an enemy to an enemy. From pit to the prison. I don't know how he was feeling. I don't know, you know, how bad he was feeling. I don't know how rejected he was feeling. I wouldn't know how troubled he was feeling. I know at a stage, he will say, look, those dreams probably, they were dreams from Amala. Because the things happening around me is looking like those dreams will never be fulfilled. It's looking that those dreams were fake dreams. And sometimes when he was put in the pit, he was saying that this is the end. There's nothing good that we had come out of my life. I'm sure sometimes you have said to God, you've forgotten me. Little wonder. When he interpreted the guy's dream, he said, look, when it is good with you, don't forget me. In other words, he had this notion that God had abandoned him. I say, I'm not seeing God again. I'm not seeing his help again. I say, let me talk to man. Oh boy, when it is well with you, please don't forget me. God was upset. God spoke to Abraham. You're going to be father of many nations. Year one, year two, year three. I don't have a child. You know, talking more of father of many nations. Oh, but what are you the thought of Father God? Father of many nations, I don't get one child. How it going to happen? You get raised those. And the wife said, I know how it's going to happen. You go into your maid. I say, yes, that might be a good idea. God was upset. But listen, God did not change his plan. The plan of God concerning your life will not be changed. Amen. The counsel of God concerning your life will not be changed. Amen. And God said to him, after a while, God had been upset. You know, God cannot not be upset forever. Glory to God. You know, amen. His mercy, they are new every morning. You know, when God was upset, in other words, upset to sleep, you know, probably, 11:59 p.m. Then when it is 12, it's a new mercy. God will tell himself, he said, it's a new day. You know, the Bible says that God exalts his word more than his name. Praise God. He said, you know, I've said that my mercy new every morning. He said, I know you. He said, Lori Lanko. He now said to Abraham, he said, Abraham, you walk before me and be perfect. Your dark days, gloomy days, are preparations. God has never neglected you. Let me give you the fourth point. God in the dark is working out his counsel for your life. God in the dark, when you look abandoned, when it appears hopeless, have you forgotten? He said, I am your shield. I am your strength. I am ready help in the time of hallelujah. And so when you are crying, your night is so bitter, so much tears, you know, God is there with you. Because he's working out his purpose in the dark. You are not alone crying. You are not alone tearing. You are not alone in distress. God is right there by your side. I want to say to somebody, your story is not done until your morning breaks. How do you need to shut, you know, your night? That's critical. Because I've just told you about night can be a season. Night can be forever. But no matter whether forever, whether a season, whether a night, that is not the end of your story. And so how can I get God to come in? How can I change the story? Like I said to you, God is working with you in the dark. Let's see the book of Acts chapter 16. And this is very instructive. Acts chapter 16. Acts chapter 16, verse 25. Let me do from verse 23. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. When they had that result, instruction. Keep them safely. So what it means to them is this. They trusted them into the inner prison. If they didn't say so, most likely they would have put them, you know, behind the counter, you know. But they said, keep them safely. He said, no, this is not behind the counter issue. They put them in the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. They put them in chains. You know, it can be in prison. They put them on the inside. And the Bible says, after they put them on the inside, the Bible says, they did what again? They put them in chains. But glory be to God. You can be put in chain, but your heart can never be in bondage. You can be put in the prison, but your communion with God can never be imprisoned. Praise God. You are more than you. You are more than who we see. You are more than what we call you. You are more than your tears. Your you is on the inside. And as long as you refuse to imprison or put in prison your inside, there's nothing the external can do about your destiny. You begin to lose in life when you put your inside in the prison. You know how you put your inside in the prison? When you begin to say that God has lost ability. When you begin to say that the word of God has lost efficacy. When you begin to say that God is not faithful. When you begin to say that God is not true to his word. You might be looking sweet. You might be dressing gorgeously. But listen, the moment you begin to walk in that realm, you are actually in prison. You know, your real you. You know, to come on Tuesday and understand, you know what I'm talking about now. But when they were put in prison, the Bible says they were not in prison. And at midnight, Paul, Silas prayed and sang unto God, and the prisoners had them. The Bible helps us to describe that the kind of praise worship they had in prison was not, they were not praising underneath their breath. You know, someone said, pray underneath your breath. When you are going through shit, you don't pray underneath your breath, ladies and gentlemen. When you are going through turmoil, you don't pray underneath your breath. Praise God. You want to pray loud and clear. You want to pray deliberately. You want to sing deliberately. You don't sing accidentally. You are deliberate about praising God. You are deliberate about making noise. When the thief comes to your house, will you be saying, holy, 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 the same thing. When you want to express your thanks to God, when you want to sing a new song, you are deliberate about your song. You are deliberate about your praise. You are deliberate about your offering to the Lord. You don't just give God something that, you know, you don't need again. You don't just give God something that is a waste in your house. You don't do that. The Bible says they waited midnight as though they know that midnight is the space, you know, between the crying night and the joyful morning. They waited for the right time. Praise God. They waited for the right instant. They put them in prison. I wouldn't know what they were doing, you know, but I know that complaining was not part of what they were doing. I wouldn't know what they were doing before midnight, but I know that complaining was not about it. I know that criticizing God was not about it. I know that asking God questions was not about it. They were gathering their songs. Now the choir will come for rehearsals. They were singing the first song. They were singing the second song. They were singing the third song. And possibly, they were writing to other apostles. They said, don't cry because of us. Don't be worried about us. We know the ability of God. One of the abilities of God is to do the impossible. And we know that the impossible will be done tonight in the name of Jesus. And they waited. And they waited. Say to your neighbor, they waited. Hey, they waited. And the Bible says at midnight. At midnight, Paul called Silas. Silas called Paul. He said, let the service begin. Hallelujah. What are the things you need to do to shorten your night? Number one, find joy in the situation you find yourself. I'm going to teach you something. You need to look at this. You need to find joy. You need to find joy. Now, weeping is synonymous to the night. Joy is synonymous to the morning. When you can bring joy into your night, that's when your morning comes. Hallelujah. Did you get that? Let me repeat it. Joy is synonymous with the morning. And tears and weeping synonymous, you know, to the night. And so the first thing you need to do to cut short your long night, to cut short your sorrowing, to cut short your tearing, is to find a means to bring joy, which is synonymous with the morning, into your night. When you can get joy into your night, that's when your morning breaks. That's when your morning breaks. Can I push that further to say to you, when the Bible says, and joy comes in the morning, it makes me to begin to think that joy the Bible is talking about is not just joy of verb. It's not just joy, you know, of that you cannot substantiate. When the Bible says, and joy cometh in the morning, that is using joy as a person. That is expressing joy when say pastor is coming and say someone is coming. The joy that is coming is not just ordinary joy. The joy that comes into your night is Jesus. Hallelujah. And so what the Bible is saying, when Paul and Silas, when they wake up in the midnight to pray, they are trying to shorten the night. They are trying, you know, to revise the situation. And they know that in praying, they know that in singing, they know that in worshiping, they will get God to come into the prison. And so the first thing you need to do, get joy into your situation. And can I tell you one of the ways you get joy into your situation? One of the things that the devil does when we are going through of life is to make us to forget. It makes you to forget the goodness of the Lord. It makes you to forget the testimony you've had in the time past. It makes you to forget the breakthrough you've had in the time past. Now, listen to me again. You need to get this. You need to get this. You know that when your morning breaks, surely night is coming again. In other words, in life, We all experience seasons of darkness in one way or the other. When you have a testimony, when your money breaks in an area, surely there's still going to be darkness in another area. Now, you need to get this. Look at me. Therefore, when you want to bring joy in the situation, you need to celebrate all the monies that are broken in the time past. Hallelujah. You need to get that. You need to get that. When you learn to celebrate the previous morning that are broken, so this particular night will just go the way of the previous morning. And so one key way to bring God, to bring joy into the situation, remember. Remember. Things are looking bad now. Things are looking frustrating now. It's looking that there's no hope. Probably this is what somebody just came to me. You left a job and you are looking for another one. Have you been trying? You bring joy upon the situation. Praise God. Remember how you got the first job. God will soon come for you. And so the first thing we can see in that story is that Paul and Silas, they brought God upon the situation. But listen, somebody say, but Pastor, you have said to us one of the 4 points that God is working in the darkness. God is with you. Yes, God is always working in the darkness. But you see, your action can make manifestation either passive or active. Even though it's with you, God is waiting to see how you will partner with Him to shorten your nights. He's able to do much more than what you ask or pray for. Now, through what? Through the power that worketh not in heaven, not from heaven, but through the power that worketh on the inside of you. And so you need to release that power. And when you begin to release that power, God will say, hey, this guy is ready. You know that sometimes we prolong our night because we're enjoying it. I'm sure that will shock you, but that's very true. We prolong our night because we like it. You know, sometimes some of us, we like the attention that comes around our sorrowful period. Come on, woo. Lati batimoti sik, pyoti eti wa kimi. Oh, they're good and near my ministry. You know, you're there, Nikki Nika. Hey, we are powerful. She, what then, love one church here. Shaman Lord Church here. You know, those are the ways you enjoy your tears. You enjoy your night. Some of us, you know, rather from bringing joy, you know what you do? You take offense. Oh, nice. You know, my God. Oh, how can God come where there's offense? You know what, Paul, Silas and Paul in prison, they did a miracle. You know that was put them in prison. They did not offend anybody. Someone was following them. You know, and revealing that, look, these are servants of God. But know that this revelation is coming from evil spirit. You know, another way to prolong a night is by taking glory that does not belong to you. I know for some pastors and prophets and leaders, you know, when that little rat was saying, these are men of God, they are natural. You know, some of us say it. It's even microphone. Edge of your microphone, so that we are men of God here. No, he cast out the devil. He said, get it out. And people were upset. And they arrested them. You know the way you prolong your night? You complain to God. I suppose Paul and Silas say, God, but we are your preachers. We are your servants. We are apostles. Why did you allow that to happen to us? You know, some of us, we say, Dad. Some of us, we say, why me? And I answer you very quickly, why not you? Do you have two heads? The people going through shit, are you better than them? Do you think because you are dark complexion, trouble should not come? Or you are light complexion, trouble should not come? Or you are PhD and MS and B, and trouble should not come? Hey, the better you become in life, the more troubles that you have. But they knew how to cut the night short. They got God to come upon the scene. And the Bible says, why they were praying, why they were singing, it said the chain got broken. And see, there's human in God. And I want to kill some religions here, because that's the way some of you would have behaved. You know, when God came into that prison, God did not free them alone. God freed all the prisoners. Did you know that? If you are the pastor, some will say, I separate one. I want your brother. No. I lost one, say one pack, you know. And some will say, Paul and Silas could have said, when we are sweating praising you, when we are sweating praying, these people, they were laughing at us. I said, God, I know that those other people in prison, bad criminal, anyone. You understand? They were very bad people. They were very devilish people. They were very evil people. But one God came upon the scene. He will come upon good. He will come upon the bad. He will come upon everybody. Let your life be a blessing. Your worship can liberate some other people. You know, your praises can liberate some other people. Your giving of thanks will not liberate you alone. It will liberate some other people around you. Number two. How are you shutting your night? Find his word even in your darkness. Find his word even when you are tearing. Find the word of God. Find the promises of God. Don't let your tears blind your eyes in such a way that you forget his promises. And say, Pastor, but God has not given me a word. And I answer you. And I say, son, there's a word for you in his word. The word is the light that shines through the night. It breaks even the thickest nights. When you find the word, it breaks the thickest night. Get a word. Don't cry alone. Don't tear alone. When you are sorry, don't sorrow alone. Get the word. And of course, like I did, you pray. We are going to pray very shortly. They prayed. Pray in the Holy Ghost. One of the things I've taught us in this church, learn to pray in the Holy Ghost. That's ranting. You pray in the Holy Ghost. They prayed and they fast and they praised. I can assure you that what they were doing, they were praying the Holy Ghost. Because we see the semblance in Acts chapter 2, in Acts chapter 4. We see the semblance of what they were doing. They were praying in the Holy Ghost. This time around, they pray in the Holy Ghost. And lastly, I want to charge you. Find strength on your inside, ladies and gentlemen, to praise now that you're in pain. Praise during your pain. Praise through your pain. Praise through your sorrow. Praise through your abandonment. No matter the station you are now, no matter how bad, how dark, how gloomy it is, I want to charge you. Please praise God. When you give thanks before the morning, you will bring morning into your night. Let me conclude Luke chapter 6. And this is God's word. It can never be broken. Luke chapter 6, verse 21. Blessed are ye that hunger now, for ye shall be filled and see the B part. Blessed are ye that wait now, for he shall have. Hallelujah. Eleva shanda leva keremoson tolobosh. Ele makayanda ribason tolobo kereba shentele. Can you please rise to your feet and pray the Holy Ghost? Ere mayantali kerebozon tolobo kerema shentele. Marabakayantali bakoria mayentele boko korebo yentele bosh. Mere baba yandari makayendele boshentele ba. Eri bayantali bakayandari boshentele bakaribayin. Ere bazomborobosh, endere bashantale bash, ere mayantale bakerebosh entelebosh, maya baba baba ere mayantale bakerebosh. As long as there is night, so also shall be the morning. Nikatore bashantakale bazentele bash, ere gadoria mahanke tele basusu preketele mahangali bash. Melehanko tolo ba brenge deli makasanta kali ba buria bashanta. Regadori ba kakatanda li ba buria ba kayantale ba keshkitele bush. I want us to stay some time. Pray the Holy Ghost. Come and close your eyes and pray the Holy Ghost. Pray like Paul and Silas prayed. They pray and the prisoners are there. Shakatala ba 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 reketele ba 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 rekakatala bash. Reba ba 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 rekakatala ba bubu. Kakatala la bash, imba ba 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 rika katala la ba buburu kakatendele le ba 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 ragash, imba ba 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 rika kakatoro ba 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 yeke ketele ba 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 ragash, mara ba 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 rika kakatala la ba 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 buru ba kakatala bash, inde de 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 ba 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 ragash, le ba 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 rika kakatala la bash, imba ba 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 rika kakatala bash. E ba 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 ba. Hey, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Father God, Father God. You will rise and show yourself strong on behalf of the people. You are the God of the oppressed. You are the God of the forgotten. You are the God of neglected. You will rise. You will rise. You will rise. And you will show yourself strong on behalf of the people. You will wipe away tears and you will bring in mourning into darkness. You will bring in joy into the weeping of your people. In the name of Jesus, let help come.